got much time, so I gotta hurry through. But I just want to say, this is a verse. While you're turning, I'm gonna explain a little bit. This is a verse that I read quite a few months ago, and when I read it, it kind of jumped out on the page for me. And the Lord gave me a couple different ideas that I could work with sermon-wise. And so I prayed about it, and I just waited for the Lord to give me the opportunity to use this verse. And the main verse is verse 15. But anyway, and the whole theme of the camp this summer was standing, and it was standing on what is right, standing on what God said, standing when even the rest of the world isn't standing. And so, as I knew I was going to be preaching tonight before we left for camp, and I wasn't sure what I was going to preach on, so I was praying that the Lord would give me something while I was there. And when I saw the theme of the week, the Lord kind of brought me back to this verse, so I thought it would be fitting to kind of use this verse and to kind of explain what the Lord gave me about this verse. So I'm going to start reading in verse 14 in chapter 2. It says, "Whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or our epistle. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself, and God even our Father, which had loved us, and given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your heart and establish you in every good word and work." And I just got a couple points I'm going to give you, but so I'm going to try and hurry through those. But one thing I did notice about Triple S Camp, I've been going there for 6-7 years or something like that. And one thing that they are really big on is that they're not going to change. A lot of times camps, churches and stuff, they're changing based on what is popular in today. And Triple S is different from that. They made it clear that they're not going to change based on what a camp across the country is going to do, based on what they think they should do. They're going to run their camp based on what the Bible says. They're going to preach, and they're going to have their standards based on God's word. And as he talked about that, I couldn't help but think about our church. And as all the churches around us, you have these new evangelical churches. You have the Colonial Hills, the Life Fellowship, stuff like that. These churches around here that are changing to fit the world's view and changing to make sure we're comfortable when we're sitting their services. But it's good to know that there's a church in the area that's not going to change based on what we feel and based on what the Word wants us to do. We're gonna run our church. We're gonna preach Bible. We're gonna preach standards from the Bible, and we're gonna stand on God's Word. So the whole point of my message, the title of it is "Standing Up When Everybody Else Is Sitting Down." And point number one is stand strong on God's principles. Like I said, verse number 15, the second it says, "Stand fast and hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or our epistle." And like I said, the world is always changing, and with that, God's people are always changing. And if you look around us, like the so-called Christians of today's world aren't the Christians that are talked about in the Bible. They're not the Christians that proclaimed to be Christians 50 years ago. Christians are constantly, so-called Christians are constantly changing what they believe. They're constantly changing on what they stand on. They're changing standards. And that's standards across the board. That's music, dress, that's places you go, and so on and so forth. And, these churches today, they're preaching "come as you are and leave as you came." And notice how I said they're teaching, because they're not, these churches aren't preaching the Bible anymore. They come in, they sing these songs with their worship bands, and they have these feel-good songs and all that. And then this person stands up, and they give some little five-minute, I wouldn't even call it a devotional. It's just kind of something, but it's not actually preaching. They're not challenging people to grow. They're not challenging people to do what is right, to follow God, to reach the lost. But they're just telling you what you want to hear and what keeps your flesh calm and not convicted. And 1 Timothy 2:9 says that, no, I was talking about they're not preaching standards. 1 Timothy 2:9 says women should adorn themselves in modest apparel. Proverbs 20 verse 1 says, "Wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived is not wise." 1 Thessalonians 5:22, "Abstain from all appearances of evil." These are Bible verses, and you could say Bible standards that give us guidelines on, how we should, an idea of how we should dress, where we should go, what we should drink, what we should watch. And there's standards, there's levels of conviction and verses all throughout the Bible that teach us how to stand and how to be set apart from the world. You know, the Bible says, come out from under and be separate. And these churches aren't teaching that. They are, everyone is sitting down. They are ignoring these Bible principles that have been taught since the Bible was written. They don't care about what the Bible says. You know, they just want to do what they want to do. And like I said, they're throwing all of these Bible principles out the window because they don't want to offend anybody. Today's media is all about, you know, you can't say this because this offends so-and-so. Well, you can't preach on this because so-and-so might not agree with that. And these churches are complying to that. They're following what the media tells them to do. They're not following what the Bible tells them to do. And so, like I said, they're throwing out these Bible principles. They don't offend anybody. But a part of that is not so they just don't offend anybody. Like I'm sure, they don't like being convicted. They don't like Bible principles. They don't like to grow in Christ. They don't like to step outside of their comfort zone. They don't like to hear preaching that maybe rubs them the wrong way. They may like listening to a certain kind of music. So they don't want to hear the preaching on biblical music, on stepping away from worldly music. And so since they don't want to hear that, these churches nowadays, they aren't preaching that. They're letting go. They're just preaching what other people want to hear, and they're ignoring what it is that God in the Bible tells us to do. And there's this verse to this song, and it says, let me read it to you. It says, they say times are changing, so we should change too. Trade our old-time religion for something new. Our faith is outdated. Why live in the past? My answer is simple. So if you ask, I still love to hear how God's love paid the cost. I still love to hear, I still love to hear how God's love paid the cost. His passion was fashioned by nails to the cross. I still love the sound as the saint starts to sing the songs of the blood Jesus shed just for me. I still love an altar where broken ones pray and find what is found in no other way. And the song continues to go on through a couple of different verses, but the point of the song is don't change what you believe, don't change what the Bible says just because everyone else around you is telling you to change. Don't throw out God's music because there's a new song out that you like and you might like it better than, it may be more appealing to your ears than maybe a hymn. More appealing to your flesh than a hymn. But don't throw out your standards because your dress standards because you want to wear as comfortable. What you want to wear isn't as comfortable as godly standards and biblical principles that they teach or that the Bible talks about. And like I said, all throughout our nation, all throughout our county and churches, like I said, we're throwing these things out and we're sitting down while everybody else is we're standing up while everybody else is sitting down, and they don't want to, they're not willing to go back to the Bible to hear what the Bible has to say. And verse number 2 is stand strong on God's people. And chapter 1, verse number 11, I'm trying to hasten real quick. Chapter 1, verse number 11 says, wherefore also we pray always for you that our God would count you worthy of this calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you and ye in him according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. And, we as Christians, we have a job to do. That was a big part of what was preached at camp was give your life to God, do God's will, stand up. And there was a lot of messages preached about that. And I think it was very convicting to not only me, but I think to everyone around me. And I think it can be just as convicting to y'all today and in the church, because like Brother Saxon said, you don't have to be at camp to make decisions. And you don't have to be out there and you don't have to hear preaching every day for 5 days a week to make those kind of decisions for God to speak to you like he does. You can still be here. You can still make those decisions even when you're here. Verse number 11 says that God would count you worthy of this calling. Like I said, we have a job to do, and God's calling on us Christians to stand up. He's calling on us to state stay strong on the Bible and to preach biblical principles, to hold fast to those biblical principles, and hold to the traditions which ye have been taught. And Joshua 24:15 says, "Choose you this day whom you will serve." And you know, like I said, you have a choice to make. And the world needs Christians to stand up, proclaim the truth, because it is up to us to change the direction of the that the world's headed now. And you know, everyone's always talking about end times. You know, this will happen. This is going to happen before the Lord comes back. Well, these things are happening. We have got to do something to try to help the world as much as we can and to reach the world as much as we can before these end times are coming, before the Lord comes back and all these people lose all of their hope. There's no more way for them to get into heaven. And so it's up to us to try to stay strong, to stand up and preach the gospel, preach what these other churches will not preach, and to stay strong and proclaim his word every chance we get. Now let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for allowing us to have the opportunity, Lord, to serve you tonight, Lord. Thank you for allowing us to be in your church, Lord. Thank you for a church that stands up even when the other churches won't, Lord. And I pray that you just be with us as we go out the rest of our day, Lord. Help us to have a good night. In your name I pray. Amen. Turn it over to